What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome back to the Freedom Riders Podcast. I am your host, your girl, Coach Ari, the mindset expert and coach, and I am so excited. I'm so excited today. Why am I so excited? Because YouTube, you're here building this YouTube side. I'm so excited because I am officially, take this out of my ear, right? Officially recording video and audio podcasts. Now, listen, there are some people who've been listening to my podcast since I started. I've been doing this podcast for what, like three years. There are some people who are going to watch this on YouTube and be like, finally. Let me tell you, my audience, my followers, y'all just wild. I have some followers who just ain't gonna let me live. They ain't gonna let me live. So yes, finally, you guys, I am doing it. And let me turn my phone on. Do not disturb. How about that? You know? But yes, finally, I'm doing it. I'm here. And so I'm super excited. This should be like a monumentous episode. Like, because I've been doing straight recording or audio podcast for, like I said, almost like 3 years, I think. I have to go back and look. But now getting into the video side of it. So hello, YouTube. And everybody is listening via audio. You can definitely now find the podcast on YouTube. Just search, of course, Freedom Riders Podcast. I know YouTube is like changing the game for podcasters. So like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I ain't gonna cap. Like, I don't really know what the like sequence is to find this, other than like you can go into YouTube, type in Freedom Riders, it's gonna come up. But I know there's like a new podcasting or whatever, and I'll figure it out. I'll be able to come back and give better information. But for now, welcome to y'all's first episode, but not the first episode on my podcast at all. I'm actually in season 4. Whoop whoop. Mindset matters. Just a quick little introduction about me. I am a mindset coach and expert. I teach people how to break mindset cycles that have been keeping them stuck for years from going after their goals, their purpose, and reaching true and real success in their lives. I have a very unique way of doing that. I actually incorporate a lot of biblical principles and scriptures and break them down very simplistic in a way that is strategic and shows us how to really renew our mindsets, how to really reprogram our mind. A lot of people don't really understand, like, your mind is something that you can mold and reprogram and turn it into the like greatest asset that you have. That's what God gave us. The greatest thing he gave us besides his son, Jesus Christ, was our mind. And, you know, for me, I battled depression and suicide for 5 years. It was horrific. It was as horrific as it sounds. It was very hard. But, you know, and I don't recommend this. Put this on the screen. I don't recommend this. I did not go see a therapist, not because I didn't want to, not because I'm against therapy or any of that wild stuff. I didn't go see a therapist just simply because it wasn't like something that was in the forefront of my mind. I wasn't working. I didn't have benefits insurance. So it wasn't something that was like anybody said to me, like, go see a therapist. So it was just me and God. It was me and God. And people, friends and family tried to support me the best way they could, but it was a me and God journey. But I understand that it was because my purpose was going to be, my purpose is to help people reprogram and transform their mind the way that God says, so that we can reach success, and then helping people to reach true and real success, whether that be in business, whether that be personally, family, whatever, by power of the mind. So I thank God for my journey. I wouldn't change it because it made me who I am today. And so I love that. I love that. But I'm excited to be on YouTube podcast. I'm excited to be over here. I'm excited to be recording. What I will tell y'all is, okay, real quick before we jump into the episode, content prep is exhausting. Okay. Like, so I went to this phenomenal conference, and actually, like, I have the book here. Let me show you. I went to this phenomenal, like, I don't know. It was a summit. Let's say it's a summit. This right here. Ashley Kirkwood. She's freaking phenomenal. I love her. Literally found her like literally maybe the last 30 days, but she's phenomenal if you don't know her. And she put on a Black Women Sell Live conference and or summit or whichever. And I went to it. I love it. And then she has this phenomenal book, Speak Your Way to Cash. I am a speaker. And a motivation. I'm a motivational speaker, but I am a speaker in the sense of, you know, I love going into organizations, colleges, corporations, teaching mental wellness, teaching the power of the mind, empowering our students and young adults and whatever age, teaching how to master mindset. That is my signature program, Mindset Mastery. I love doing that. And so I definitely love her. So I went to her event this past weekend and y'all, okay, there was this phenomenal girl. Her name is Monray. She's on IG. She's like a content like guru. And there was some other people on there talking about content too. I think she stood out because like her, I like her energy, but I liked everybody on stage. Everybody on stage is phenomenal. But they were talking about content and I love content. Like I love content. I live for it. I think it's so fun, but I'm diving back into being strategic with content. So long story extra short, the whole point of that was yesterday, y'all, like I prepped my hair and I was exhausted. I was exhausted. And so I had to shoot the content the next day. And here we are. So yeah, content prep is a lot, but I'm here. I'm done. Okay. So anyways, I want to welcome you guys to the space. All my audio listeners, welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, if you are not subscribed to this podcast channel, please do so. I would love to hear your reviews. I would love to hear how you enjoyed the episodes and just any thoughts you have on the topics that I bring. Like I said, I'm really invested in mindset. Mindset means everything to me because I understand that it is the power to everything that God has put inside of us, right? The power of belief is everything. And so make sure you guys subscribe, keep following. Let me know if you enjoyed this, share it to your stories, all that good stuff. Tag me. You can find me on every social media platform by searching Freedom Riders. Okay. But let's get into this episode. So this episode is entitled The Confusion. Sorry, y'all. So I have my calendar over here. I like write it all down every episode. But this episode is called The Confusion. Now, if you didn't hear last week's episode, go back and listen to it. It's called The Noise. And by this time on YouTube, it should have all my audio still on there. Even though I just transitioned to adding video, it should have all the audio. But bottom line, if you have not listened to last week's episode called The Noise, y'all need to go listen to it. It was so fire. It was so good and so necessary. I was just talking about how to silence the noise and what type of noise we deal with. But this one, this episode is entitled The Confusion because there has been so much, especially like in the industry, like I'm a coach and I coach a lot of business owners and I know how it feels to be the business owner that's confused. Before I got to doing mindset coaching and becoming a mindset expert, I was like a fitness coach. My husband did fitness when we got married. I got into fitness coaching. I've done t-shirts. I've done all these kind of things. And I remember one of the biggest reasons why I was so depressed when I went through depression and all of that was because I was confused about my purpose. I was confused about who I am, who I was. I didn't have real identity and everybody around me seemed like they just knew what they wanted to do with their life. They just knew what their purpose was, what their destiny was. And I didn't. And it really drove me insane, right? But the Bible says God is not a God of confusion. And I really had to learn that you don't have to be confused, right? That's why I wanted to title this The Confusion, because a lot of times we feel like we have to operate in a state of, I don't know. And you don't. It's not a requirement of like life. It's not a requirement of business for you to be in confusion, right? Now, there's a such thing as being in contentment, which means I'm just content with where I am. Like the Bible says it like this, like, you know how to abase and abound, like whether it's good or bad, I'm good. I live a good life. I'm thankful and grateful for what I have, but we don't and should not live in confusion. Why? Because we were not created by a confused God. That's number one. So when the Bible said, let us create man in our image and our likeness, that was, God was not confused about creating you. God was not confused about creating me. He was not confused about creating any of us. And for that matter, he put purpose inside of us before our parents even knew us. So this like wildly, this wild pandemic, let me say it that way, of like confusion that has paralyzed our generations is so like weird. It's not real. And so we have to stop operating, especially from a mindset perspective, in these like things, because everybody's saying it. I've heard so many people say like, I don't know, I'm just confused. You know, I lack clarity. And when I first started doing like mindset coaching and stuff, I call myself the clarity coach, because my whole thing is to bring clarity through mindset, right? Like if I can help you reprogram your thoughts, if I can help you clear your mind, then I can help you move forward and become successful. So confusion is not a necessity. Now let's talk about some things like, how do you eliminate confusion? That's the question that I'm posing on the table right now, is how do you eliminate confusion? And this is what I'm going to tell you. You can eliminate confusion by investing. Now, you may be new here, but I'm one of them that drops gems and tells you to get out a notebook, get a pen and a paper, take your notes, because it's going to be good, right? But you can escape confusion or get out of confusion by investing. And I'm going to tell you what you need to invest in so that you come out of confusion. Let's go. Now, y'all, I'm wild. Okay. When the spirit hits, when God comes in the room and starts giving me the revelation to drop, I get lit because I just appreciate him for that. So what do I need to do to get out of confusion? What do I need to invest in to get out of confusion? Right. First things first, investing your time in God. God knows you better than you know yourself. And what I love about God is he said, ask and you shall receive. Now, I ain't going to lie. Like when I was coming into fullness of being saved in Christianity, which is a relationship with Christ, okay? Nothing more, nothing less, like my relationship with Christ. I would read the scriptures and I would be like, okay, that sounds good. Like ask and you shall receive. But I couldn't understand why I was asking and not receiving, right? When you ask for something, you have to believe that you're going to get it. So I have four children. Every time Christmas comes around, like I know these kids don't doubt that what they ask for, they're going to get. I know they don't doubt it unless they've been acting a fool. But I know for a fact, my kids don't have any doubt in their mind that we're not going to figure it out, that me and their dad is not going to figure it out. I know that. You can't pay me to believe something else. But and because they believe that, my husband, he'd be like, don't stretch me, because they know and believe that I'm going to do it. I'm gonna figure it out. Like I am horrible. Don't come to me if you need therapy on how not to go over and beyond with your kids, because I'm not gonna be for you, okay? But because they believe when they ask, I will move heaven and earth to go find it. I will move heaven and earth to go find it. I'm going to do it. Like I don't care if I got to come in partnership with their aunties, their uncles, their nanas, who do I need to come in partnership? Because my kid believes, because they asked. That belief behind their question makes me give it to them, makes me go figure it out, right? So then when the Bible says, asking you shall receive, understand this. A lot of the confusion is because you're not asking the right questions. You're not asking for clarity. You're not seeking clarity. Invest your time in asking and seeking clarity of whatever it is that you need, whether that be in business, whether it's personal development, on your journey to self-discovery, your relationship with God, how to make more money. I don't care what it is, but you have to invest your time in asking God the right questions. Give me clarity. That was the first step. I need clarity. I remember God told me this. He said, when have you ever seen me call anybody and not give them clear directions? I'll wait. There's not one person you can call out of the Bible that God called them and didn't give them clear direction. So now we have to stop and say, okay, the way I'm thinking, come on, mindset matters. The way I'm thinking is off. Like it doesn't make sense. There was never one point where God called somebody to do something great, because we're all called to greatness in our own right. We all have purpose and destiny. There's not one time that he called us into greatness or anybody into greatness without direction. So then why are you confused? You're not investing your time in asking. You have to invest your time in asking God in prayer for clarity and direction, and he will give it to you. Let me tell you something. The best thing I could have ever done was decide to build a purpose business. What does that mean? It means I am a purposed woman running a business. I am not a business trying to find my purpose. Does that make sense? I'm a purposed woman who is very clear on what her purpose is, the impact that she wants to make in people's lives, how she's going to do that, and the direction, because I'm following God. I invest my time in going to my maker and asking, what's next? What should I do? And I run a business doing that, like, because I know that, right? So if God called me to this purpose walk, then there's no reason that I should be walking in confusion. So the first thing you have to do is invest in time with God, asking the question and getting clarity. That's the first thing you want to do. Even when I was in depression and I was battling, and a lot of the battle was like, I felt like I didn't know my purpose. The more I asked God, the more clarity I got. Now, it didn't like, I didn't have an overnight, like where I was depressed one day and not depressed the next, or suicidal one day, not, no. But I realized the more I asked, the more he guided me on the journey of revealing it to me. And all of what I went through was a part of the reveal. You get it? So that was something that I had to sit down and invest time in asking, well, what is my purpose? I had to invest the time in asking, what am I supposed to do? So the first investment you have to make is in God and asking him the right questions. Hey, listen, guys, I know we are getting deep into this episode and it's some really good stuff, but maybe you're wondering like, well, how do I get my mind right? How do I get out of this complacency, this comfort, this fear of the unknown and really be able to move my life and my business forward? Well, that's what I'm here for. I am the mindset expert and the clarity strategist, and I've built two phenomenal boot camps to help you in these areas. The Mindset Mastery Bootcamp is where you need to start. This bootcamp will help you identify where to start and what's holding you back from a mindset perspective. What are those mental blocks that keep you stuck? What is the thing of the unknown? And how do I get rid of the fear of it and then get into the clarity and the knowing of, oh, this is what it is for my life and this is what I want? And then I take the time to then show you how to become that woman or that man that can actually live in that by teaching you mindset mastery skills, teaching you how to drop this jargon and this narrative that the world has told us and live in our true rightful power, visions, and our destinies. I invite you to join me in the Mindset Mastery Bootcamp. It is kicking off next month at the beginning of March. And listen, I got a 50% off code for you. Go ahead and visit my website, www.freedomriders.com, and go to shop. Click on the Mindset Mastery Bootcamp and type in Mindset 50. You will get 50% off. Listen, I have changed over dozens of lives with this bootcamp, and I want you to be a part of it. I want you to no longer live in the fear of the unknown, no longer be stuck in your box of comfort. I want you to live your wildest dreams. I want you to live in a limitless mindset so you live in a limitless world. No limit on your money, no limit on your success, on your wealth, on your streams, or your business. Doesn't that sound like something you want? Well, join me for the Mindset Mastery Bootcamp happening next month in March. Mindset 50 is the code. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, so now that we have dealt with the first thing you need to invest in, I have three things. So the first thing we already know, you have to invest your time in God and asking him the right questions. Give me clarity on what my direction is. What do I need to do? Here's the next thing. You can invest in a coach. Okay, so I run a business. I'm a coach and I invest in my coaches. I have mentors, coaches. I have phenomenal friends. Invest in getting you a coach or a mentor. There are so many times that we feel like I just didn't do it by myself. I can just figure it out on my own. And I'm not saying you can't figure out some things on your own. What I am saying is even when you go to God to seek clarity, and this is like what I found out, God uses people. Each and every one of us, whatever your purpose is meant to impact somebody else, right? You are going to be the voice for somebody else to stop them from giving up or to stop them from leaving, getting a divorce. Like, you're the voice. I may be the voice to stop somebody from committing suicide or giving up in depression. I may be the voice to get somebody to, you know, inquire more about Christ. We all are going to be an intricate piece in somebody's story, right? So if we understand that from a mindset perspective, God uses people. He uses people. So what am I saying? Invest in people. And it's like, we're in a generation where we're so confused. Like, I don't know what to invest in. And then I made the wrong investment. Can I tell you something? There has been times where I invested thousands of dollars in the wrong coach. Like, that didn't stop me from investing. We have to get rid of this confused mentality that tells us, oh, because I made one investment, now I just don't make good choices. No, you just get better at vetting whoever it is that you want to invest in. Investing in somebody, in a coach, could be money, could be time. Like, I invested my time to go to this conference. I invested my money, right? But even before I invested my money, I invested my time in reading the book and getting to know this person. You have to understand that if you're constantly living your life based off of the past of what previously happened and you're allowing it to stop you, then you're going to be stuck in confusion. Because the reason why we're all put here is to help each other get to a higher and better place, right? Like, those of us who want to do good by people, walking in purpose, you know, things like that. I'm not talking about people who are doing wrong to people. I'm talking about those of us who know I love to help people. Listen, I've coached so many business owners and I'd be like, okay, what do you feel like your purpose is? To help people. Okay, well, that's all of our purpose, honestly. All of us are created. It's like the default. But what else are you supposed to, how are you going to help people? What type of impact are you going to make? What type of impact do you want to have, right? But the way that you come out of confusion is through people, right? I think about this example that I've heard told where there's like a guy on a boat who's about to sink and he's like praying to God, God, please save me. God, please save me. So God sends somebody on another boat and they're like, oh, he's guys like, oh no, I'm waiting on God. He's coming. God, please save me. God, please save me. So then he sends somebody like on jet ski. I don't know. And they're like, do you need help? Oh no, God's going to save me. And this continues to go on. And then the person dies and looks at God like, why you didn't save me? He's like, what? I sent all these people. Like, what are you talking about? We have to understand in a mindset perspective. Think about it this way. God sent Jesus to save us, wrapped in flesh as a person. You will miss so much and you will delay your destination because you are not investing in people, because you're not investing in a coach, because you want to invest and get a mentor. And most of the time it's because we are so committed to our past mistakes more than we're committed to our future. We are committed to rehearsing the things that didn't serve us, the things that didn't benefit us, that didn't add anything to our lives. Everything in your life is a lesson or a blessing. So learn the lesson. If you feel like you made a bad investment before, okay, well, go back and say, what made me make that investment? What made me do that? What was it? And I think this is the problem too, right? A lot of the problem with confusion, with being in confusion, staying in confusion, is we don't seek out enough clarity. But a lot of times you make bad investments because you don't really know what you need. So I can say for me, right, in my business, the coaches that I did invest in that like weren't for me or didn't work or the programs didn't work, I didn't know what I needed. I really didn't know what I needed. The thing I love about my clients and my tribe, shout out to the Freedom Riders tribe, is that they come to me and allow me to help them get clarity on what they need. So that way, the next investment that you make is not a bad investment. Why? Because I know what I need. Most of our investments we've made are bad investments because we didn't really know what we needed, especially in business. There was times where I was like, oh, I need to learn marketing. Wasn't marketing, sweetheart. It was consistency. Come on, Lord. That's confusion, though. I'm confused about what's my problem. I'm confused about me and what I need to be doing, but I see what everybody else is doing, so I'm going to invest in a marketing coach. When your problem is consistency, when your problem is you don't understand your messaging, what are you going to market? And this is what I see a lot of, especially in the industry now, is everybody wants to invest in marketing, but your messaging is not right. You don't even know who you're speaking to, let alone you don't even have confidence in yourself to do what it is that you claim you want to do. So really, a way of breaking confusion is investing in somebody who can help give you the clarity and direction that you need, and understanding that God will use people to get you to where you need to be. We are all divinely designed to depend on one another in some sort of way. And when we remember that, then we won't struggle to invest in the things that are going to help us get out of confusion doubt, insecurity, all of that. So the second thing is you need to invest in people, time, money. Maybe you get a book. Maybe you listen to this podcast. Maybe you get me as a coach or somebody else as a coach. Maybe you go get a therapist. Maybe you get a mentor. Maybe you go to some seminars or some conferences, things like I did this weekend for self-development, for, you know, figuring out what is your problem. But whatever it is, just understand you're going to have to invest in people in some sort of way. The other thing I want to touch on is that with investing in people, make sure it's in the right environment. So many times, the biggest mindset struggle for a lot of business owners, a lot of people who are trying to be somebody of major impact, is they're investing in the wrong people, the wrong tribe, the wrong environment. I try to tell people, like, I do a lot of Clubhouse, or did. I've spent like 2 years on Clubhouse. The first year I was on there every single day doing motivational speaking. Like, I did 30 minutes of morning motivation. And I try to tell people, when you find environments that feed your soul, people that you know genuinely care about you, motivate you, whether they're friends, family, far away, distant people, stay connected to those environments, because those are the environments that God is exposing you to so that you are able to get to where you need to be. So when we're talking about investing in people, invest in the right people, invest in the right environments. If you find a space that you know you gel with, it's like-minded, you feel called to it, like, this is my space, don't disconnect from that. Because your friends aren't supporting you, or your family's not supporting you, or somebody's like, oh girl, why are you over there doing that? Why are you over there paying that amount of money? Da-da-da. Let me tell you something. People talk out of their own confusion. People talk out of their own confusion. People talk out of their own insecurities. People talk out of their limited faith. So you have to understand, when you're going to invest, okay, because it takes money to make money. Bottom line, I'm learning that so much in my life right now. Like, I knew it, but oh my God, the press on that God is calling me to go higher. It takes money to make money. And if you're listening to people who are scared of making money because they hold on to everything that they have, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Listen, you can't get anything like this. Nothing. You get to keep what you have and you don't get to get any more. But when you do this and you're doing it in the right space, because remember, the first place you need to invest in is where? And God, and getting clarity in that. Then he's going to guide you in the next place you need to invest, and understanding that you can't live your life based off of everybody else's opinion. You want to talk about being confused? Live your life based off everybody else's opinion of what you're doing, what you feel like you're called to do, and what you feel like God told you to do. Go ahead. That is the quickest way to confusion. Is letting people's voices in who do not have the same spirit, mind, faith level. They're not striving for the same things. Quickest way to confusion. Quickest way. So some of y'all are investing your money and time in the wrong people, in the wrong environment, and that's what's causing you to be confused, all right? So let's get to this last one. Invest in resources, simply put. I bought this book. It's a resource. This podcast, a resource. You know, different things. Invest in resources. Classes, programs, you know, invest in resources. Let me say this. Right now in the world, there's so much information available to us that if you are confused, you want to be confused. Right? Resources can be all the things I named. God, prayer, the Bible, a coach, a mentor, a empowerment group, a social circle, a networking group, whatever, a book, this podcast, a journal. Like, invest in resources, a program, a summit, a conference, all of these things. Invest in a resource, because there's so many resources out here for us that you don't have to be confused. Now, here's what I find. It takes discipline to sit down and like read a book that's going to allow you to get more clear on your direction and where you need to go in your business or your life. It takes discipline to listen to a podcast, to listen to an ebook. It takes discipline to save the money to go to a conference or a summit or a trip that you know you need to be at because you need to be in the room. It's going to cost you more than money. And a lot of times we think money is the holy grail, but it's really the things internally that you have to pay and that you have to sacrifice that really cost you the most. Most of them is not even money. It's time, attention, consistency, discipline, all the things that we really, that's what we're really struggling with, right? That's what you, that's what, just really what's making you confused is you can't get the answers you need because you're inconsistent. So, you know, like I opened this up saying I'm, you know, getting back on my content and stuff like that. In doing that, I'm going to have to track what happens when I do certain things. I have to track the trends of my page, of my followers and things like that. And so, but that's going to cost me consistency. That investment is going to cost me discipline. That investment is going to cost me time. So I think that there are some things that you're going to have to invest that you need to understand. It's not about money. And when we're talking about investing in resources, because we have so many, it's detrimental to not use them. I'm just convinced, and I hope you're convinced by now listening to this podcast, that it is not, you don't have to be confused. You're choosing. Now, listen, I am that wonderful real coach. I say this all the time. Like, I'm the realest coach you ever meet. You cannot build a business over trauma. You can't build a life over your lies. And you can't build a life deceiving yourself of the truth. Okay? At the end of the day, you're choosing to be confused. You don't have to be. Because if you make the right investments in these three different areas, and there's probably more, then you're going to find that you never had to be confused, that clarity was always your portion, that you always should know, right? And like I said, that God wouldn't call you to something that he would not give you instruction on, that he would not guide you on. And even me, myself, I had to embrace that because I went through a season, y'all, in my business where I just kept praying like, God, give me strategy. And I remember my time to talk to God was in the shower, right? And I was like, I was praying that same repetitive, ridiculous, sounding like temples and brass prayer of, God, please give me strategy. And he said, no. Like, clear as day. He was like, no, I'm not giving you any more strategy. And that's when he gave me that revelation, that real chokehold of, when did you ever see me call somebody to something that I didn't even give them direction to? You're just not listening. And can I tell you something? Obedience is better than sacrifice. You can't say you want out of confusion, you want out of that place of fog, but you're not willing to listen then and be obedient. You have to listen and be obedient so that you can eliminate confusion, right? I hope I made you guys open your mind. I hope I made you guys think. I hope I made you look at your life and say, man, you're right. Like, I had to get this together. This doesn't make sense, because that's what I'm put here to do. I know my purpose. I know my calling. It is to open up your mind and give you a transformation of mindset based off of revelation, and then help you to transform your mind so that you can become successful. You're going to become so much more successful when you get out of confusion. You're going to be so much more successful, wildly successful, when you understand I don't have to be confused. Like, who told me that lie? What made me believe that I have to be confused? Is that? I don't think God was confused. I don't think Jesus was confused. And they said I was created in his image and his likeness. So why would I move in confusion? That sounds weird. It's not true. It's not true. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Yay. I am so excited. I hope you guys know that. I'm so excited. This is so fun. This is definitely a dream come true. And I'm proud of myself. Can I say that? Like, I'm proud of myself for finally doing it. You know, I'll give you this last nugget. A lot of times you feel confused because you won't take action. Just let that sit. Let that marinate. Let it hit your soul. You're confused because you won't take action. And God will give you one step to see if you're going to take the step before he gives you the next step. And for me, there's steps that I had to take in my business in order for him to give me the next step. And that's what God told me. He said, go back to what I told you to do originally. And if you would just do that and be obedient, stop sacrificing and doing all this other stuff, and just be obedient, I'll tell you the next step. But first, we have to show ourselves approved. We have to show ourselves responsible. So I'm excited for myself to be doing this. And I welcome you on this journey with me to join the Freedom Riders tribe. Follow me, get to know me, get to know who I am, what I do, you know, and then let's build a relationship together. Let's trust each other. And then I hope to see you guys in my programs or in my spaces, part of my tribe. Shout out to the Freedom Riders tribe, all of that good stuff. So Listen, y'all know what it is. This is Coach Ari, the mindset expert and coach. I appreciate you for listening to the Freedom Matters podcast. This season is entitled Mindset Matters, and I'm in love with it. I think it is so powerful and so great. So please share this with a friend. Share this with a friend, somebody who you know needs to come out of confusion. You know they need to break out of that. And if it's you, listen to this again and again, because I give good steps. I give some good things. I'm a practical person. I feel like I need a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 step. So I try to make sure I convey that in everything that I do. So make sure you re-listen and make sure you subscribe to the podcast channel, whether you are watching or you're listening on audio. Make sure you subscribe and leave me some reviews. I love it. I love it. And drop comments about what did you take away from this episode? What did you learn about confusion? What did you learn? Y'all let me know. Tag me on your story. Send me a DM. Put it at the bottom of this video. Comment, whatever you got to do. But I want to know, what was one thing you learned and you took away about this episode of confusion? And I will see you guys next time on the next Freedom Matters episode. Have a wonderful, phenomenal Friday. And I will see you guys later. Bye.